Prior to an election, poll workers are usually trained on the do's and don'ts of democracy. This year, however, is different. It's mandatory. And for the first time, Wisconsin polling places will have certified chief inspectors. That's election jargon for head poll workers who have special training. For the past month, Wisconsin election officials like Sutton Meager have held sessions around the state to ensure that what happened in Florida 4 years ago isn't repeated in Wisconsin.
We all think back to the election in 2000, the F-word, Florida.
Hanging chads was one well-known problem. Another was the fact recounts weren't standardized in Florida precincts. Wisconsin officials are striving for uniformity in all the polling places of the state's 1,800 municipalities. Meager says the goal is to reassure voters that elections are working as they should.
They trust their vote's going to be counted. They trust that you're using the right processes.
Meager warned poll workers that know-it-all citizens may challenge the rules. She told those at the seminar to be ready with the facts and have the confidence to back them up.
There's a lot of people out there who are election experts this year. They've read something in the newspaper, they've saw something on TV, and they think they know what they're doing. But we know how to run elections, and you do. You've been doing this for a while, and this training should give you that confidence on election day.
One of the changes passed under the federal Help America Vote Act requires first-time voters to bring identification to the polls if they registered by mail. State Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy.
That's a very big change because it affects thousands of voters. You might recall last week the New Voters Project announced they had registered 67,000 voters. Most of those are new voters. Most of them did not provide identification at the time.
Voters aren't turned away if they can't prove who they are. Instead, they vote using a provisional ballot, which only counts if the voter brings in required ID by the next day. Arlene Rotter of Shorewood Hills in Dane County was at the special training session held in Fitchburg. She expects a lot of absentee ballots in the November election.
So we want to be sure that we've got it right, know just what we're doing, and be ready for anything.
Rotter has been a poll worker so long she can't remember when she started. And despite the long hours and low pay, she's not about to stop working the polls, even though it's getting more complicated.
It's fun. See your neighbors. And I mean, we have a group that really enjoys it.
But state election officials like Meager warned stress could be higher this year for Wisconsin poll workers because the two candidates at the top of the ticket could be neck and neck right until election day.
It was close in 2000 in Wisconsin. I think it was 5,700 votes between the two candidates. Everything tells us it's going to be close again.
And by requiring mandatory training for poll workers, lawmakers hope that any close race will be correct and not the subject of controversy like in Florida 4 years ago. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.